from the City of Brampton Mayor's office. She would come to present greetings by the mayor and also invite us to a very special event. So please come.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for having me, Pastor Ming Wong. I'm really appreciative of the invitation. I'm here from the mayor's office, and I apologize, I'm not the mayor, but the mayor will be here at some time in the future. As you know, we have a new mayor in Brampton, Mayor Patrick Brown, and he has made a lot of initiatives to create and celebrate the culture of diversity, and we know that Chinese New Year is coming up, and we're proud to announce that we'll be hosting our first Chinese New Year celebration at City Hall. And so the mayor and members of council would like to invite the community, all of you, to come and celebrate with us on Friday. This Friday at noon, we will have all the celebrations such as lion dance and singers and dancers and good food from the Mandarin. And we hope that you'll come. It's free. I have these flyers that I'll leave outside. I'll be here for the rest of the session as well, so I hope to meet with you as well. But please come, invite your family and friends. We'd love to celebrate with you. And we hope that Mayor Brown will be able to come and meet with you as well at your church sometime soon. Thank you very much, Pastor Ming Wong.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question for those of you who come here Sunday after Sunday. Why do you come to this church week after week? Well, of course, I hope the answer will, you all come to hear Pastor Wong preach. But I know that, to get a great, inspiring speech, you can easily go to TED Talk, and they have many different inspiring talks. Or some of you may say, I want to get the biblical teaching. And but then why come here? You know, there are a lot of great preachers like Rick Warren, Bill Hybo, John MacArthur, that their sermons is posted on the internet. You know, these would be great sermons, preachers. Some of you may say, I come here to worship God, you know. Yes, we all come here to worship God. But you can also worship God at home, right? You can worship God in maybe a nearby church around your corner, right? Why do you have to come here? Children program? Of course, we have good children program. Children talk, you know, blessing, great. You know, but maybe some community center also have a great camps and, activities. So why come here? Why do we come to BCBC Sunday after Sunday? And I hope that this is your answer. And the answer is, I come to BCBC, because this is my spiritual home. This is where I belong. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2, verse 19. Apostle Paul addressed to a new Christian, and he says, new Christian, this is who you are. And the scripture says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. To every believers, every Christians, Apostle Paul says, you are members of God's household. You becomes part of the family of God. Why do we need to remind all of us that we, the church, as a family? Because very often we forget. We come to church. The English language of the word church can represent two meanings easily. You know, church, first of all, church can be a family. You know, this is our church. You know, all these people, meaning all the people. The church is this all group of people who follow and worship God. So this is the church. This, or you can introduce other people, say, this is my church. You know, these are the people. This is the church. But then the second common usage of the word church is this venue. You know, this is this building. Like, we go to church. You know, so that means we come to this place, gathering, place of meeting. And during Christmas time, it says, we want to invite people to the church for Christmas celebration. So church can also mean a building, a venue, a meeting place. And to very often, people gradually take church, becomes a venue where religious goods and services are dispensed. You see, this is the thinking that I want to remind us. I want to correct, you know. Church is a people. Church is not a place where you come here to get some type of religious or spiritual product or services. The thinking is affecting church and is harmful if you take it this way. Often we hear about people coming to church and it says, okay, I'm new here in this community and I'm shopping around for a church. You know, so as if they are, church community is some commodity. Some people would be church hopping. You know, okay, today is Pastor Wong's preaching. Okay, I stay out. You know, go to Bremley City Center. Okay. Oh, today is Benjamin's leading the worship service. Oh, wow. Okay, we come here for the music. Or Hillsong. Wow. Hillsong is leading. So, church hopping, you know. So, this is the type, you know, that, okay, I go there for some religious and something that fill my needs. And some pastors may unintentionally drift to this way, too. It says, some pastor may be moaning and groaning that, oh, there's another church starting up around the corner. You know, as if there is another competition. You know, you see, this type of thinking affects how we do church. If we think of church as just a venue, like an organization who dispense religious product and services, then you would think of doing church like, often I got emails that it says marketing agents, you know, the teaching pastors how to attract and keep people that come to this door, you know. Or there will be advertisements that we can help you design a website that you can show off your building, you can highlight your sermons, you can beautify all your programs, you know, so that people who click on your website will be drawn to come to the church. So that way of thinking is not according to the Bible. Today's we read the text, 1 Timothy. Let me repeat that again. It's a short passage, but it's a passage that reminds us. Here, Apostle Paul talked to a young pastor, Timothy. He says, Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. Here, Apostle Paul is teaching young Timothy how to be a good pastor. But here, I don't know whether you hear that in essence, it is also a reminder that Timothy, treat your congregation as a family. Treat your people as part of your family. Older men, treat as your father. Older woman, treat as your mother. You know, if they do something wrong, do not rebuke them harshly. If your young sister, a member in your church, did something wrong, you don't speak to him or her harshly, but encourage him, exhort him. So, in essence, Paul is reminding Timothy that your congregation is your spiritual family. Of course, church as a family is not a new concept. We all say it. You know, this is brothers Fred and this is sister Sharon. You know, we all say this. We all acknowledge that church is a family. But sometimes, unintentionally, we treat church as a family in a very restrictive and very self-centered way, self-focus. Let me give you an illustration, a story. There was once a very devout Muslim who in Kenya, okay? He became a Christian. He came from a strong Muslim family. So once he became a Christian, he was severely rejected by his own family. So, and then eventually he had to flee to run away for safety of his life somewhere in far away in Kenya. And then he went to a church, a local church there. The church welcomed him with open arms, you know, wow, you know, and give him a place to stay in the basement of the church. Bought him a mattress, give him so he can stay there every night. And the members of the church bring food, support him in the daily living. And then eventually, after months after months, people asked him, you know, how does it feel to be a Christian? And then he says, it becomes very lonely. And it's the most terrible time is right after Sunday service. You know, he joined the service, but after Sunday service, everybody went home. And then he felt very alone inside the church building. So in essence, this person felt that although he was welcome to make his home inside the church building, he did not actually feel welcome inside the homes of the church family. You hear that, what his comment is? You know, he was welcome to live in a church building, but he do not feel that he is part of this family of God. From this passage, just like a family, not all families' members are likable, right? You know, we all have family members. Not all family members are well-behaved, likable. Just like here, he says, do not rebuke an older man harshly. No, so there would be family members that I would love to rebuke him or her harshly, right? So Paul is telling Timothy the same thing. In a family, you will have people that you don't like, you don't agree with, and he may do something bad that you want to really give it to him, you know, give it to her. You know. But Paul said, do not do that. He is family. This person is a family. Instead of rebuking harshly, exalt him or her. I have a relative, okay? I give a fictitious name, Peter, okay? Peter was into the drug. He's actually part of my family. He even had marijuana long before marijuana becomes legal, okay? And because of his addiction, it caused a lot of tension among the parents. The parents, you know, fight with one another, argue with one another. This is what happened to our son Peter. And then Sharon was caught kind of in the middle of it, you know. Not infrequently, sometimes she talked between the father and mother well past midnight, trying to mediate before that. What happened to this relative, Peter? But never, out of all these months of argument and counseling and a phone conversation, I never heard about, they talk about, let us disown Peter. Let us cut him off from the family. Problem solved, right? Why? It's simple. Peter is part of the family, right? When you have some family that gone astray, you have to deal with it. You have to hopefully continue to support him, and hopefully in due time, Peter will be restored, right? So that is what Apostle Paul is reminding Timothy. Treat your people as family. For family, you don't cut off, you don't disown, you don't because it's family. How about us? Let's look at ourselves. Is there any brother or sister among us that you don't see eye to eye? It seems that I have some brother, some sister, who every time I say go west, he goes east. Every time I go up, and then you go down, right? I just somehow, he just don't like me, and I don't like him too. And it disagrees so often. Like, he's in the wrong. I want to rebuke him harshly. Right? But here, Scripture says, treat him as if is he your father. Would you do that to your own father? No. Because here, he is your family. So this is something that we have to ask ourselves. How do we deal with other people who are very irritable in our church? Do we, just by nature, by my own inclination, I would say, rebuke him, rebuke her harshly. But Paul said, no, instead of doing this, exhort her, because he is your father, she is your mother, he is your sister, he is your brother. You know, this is part of family. Let's take another example. In our church in the afternoon, we have a Salvation congregation, another church. They have been meeting in this church building for the past, 3 years, 4 years, something like that. Out of the 3 or 4 years, I am the senior pastor. All I hear, mostly, I say, Pastor Wong, we are missing some sound room cord, you know. This thing is missing. You know, can you talk to Pastor Robin and say, you know, did you guys take it? You know. No, I'm not accusing them to steal it, but they should be responsible, you know, using our equipment and put it back, you know. I'm not saying that who is right and wrong here, but I'm saying that do we really treat our South Asian congregation as family or as something that irritates us, you know? If they are not here, then all our equipment will be here, you know? For the past 3 or 4 years, I seldom hear about things, hey, Pastor Wong, how are they doing? What can I do to help the ministry? Remember, when we voted, invite them, to let them to stay here in the afternoon worship, our original intention was, we live in Brampton. It's a huge Salvation community. This is our first step. Through them, we want to reach out to the South Asian community as a first step, you know? That's what the intention was, you know? That's why we collect them rent and then we donate back to them, you know? So that we want to partner with them to reach out to the South Asian community with the gospel of our Lord Jesus. But I think we somehow fail to treat our South Asian congregation as part of family. This is my feeling. But anyway, this is what God is telling us today. Church as family. And also in the last verse, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. It reminds us that as family members, we have needs, you know. We have some members who are in need. Then we have to support them. We ought to support one another. The subsequent passage in 1 Timothy 5 talk about Paul lay out some principle how to help the widows. Throughout the New Testament, there are at least 40 verse references talking about one another. You know, as a church, we support one another. We are to love one another, Jesus said. We have to carry each other's burden. If someone have a huge burden, we carry one another's burden. Encourage one another as family of God. Please turn the Bible with me in Romans 16 and see how Apostle Paul addressed the church in Rome. Romans chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. Paul said, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the Lord of the church in Cenchrea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been a great help to many people, including me. See, here Paul addressed, there's a lady, she's called Phoebe, And Phoebe has been very nice to us, to me, and also I'd like you to welcome her and help her, to support her. She is our sister. And then towards the end, in verse 13 is, Paul says, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. He says, Rufus' mother is also like a mother to me. You see this intimate relationship that happens in the Church of Rome, you know? I hope this is the same thing that would happen in BCPC, in our church. Many of you, Pastor Matt just highlighted that I stayed in the hospital last week, you know. And besides my wife and my son Gabriel visit me, I have so many brothers and sisters who came to visit me. Irvin, Cecilia, Reverend Wu, Danny, Catherine, Florence. And Florence visited me 2 times. And she says, Pastor Ming, you often go to hospital to visit patients. This is your first time in the hospital. You stay in the hospital. I'm going to visit you 2 times, you know, to give you support, you know. She is a nurse, and she also gave me also advice. You know what happened? The nurse in the nursing station, and it was the second last day, he said, Mr. Wong, you have a beautiful family. And I said, I reflect on it. Yes, I do have a beautiful family. Because in the end, family look out for one another. Family commit to one another for the long haul. As opposed to a church as an organization to dispense some type of a spiritual commodity. We are family. We are not like a spiritual consumer that we come to go to a church to look for what is best for me. Looking at church as a family means that we commit to one another. We support one another in tragedy and in triumph. In a church as a family, there is no cost-benefit analysis. When I was studying in engineering, you know, any project, whether it's a go-ahead or not, we do a cost-benefit analysis to see what is better in order to decide go or not. But in a church, there is no cost-benefit analysis. Rather, as a family, we are for better or for worse, richer or poorer. So why do I come back week after week? Because this is not just a worship service. It is a reunion. I come here because this is a family also, a family gathering. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you that you save us individually, one by one. But you also put us into a church family, that we can serve one another, we can practice your truth and your love one another, and extend it to the community around us. So help us, the church, as a church, to reclaim the truth that we are family, to your honor and glory. Amen.